Let us pray together.
Let's, 我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
Jesus, you are the great I am.
你是那个伟大的我是。
You are beautiful.
你是美丽的。
You are high and lifted up.
你在高处被高举。
You are the great comforter.
你是那个伟大的安慰者。
You are all in all.
你是全有的。
You are worthy to be praised.
你是那配得赞美的。
You are worthy to be worshipped.
你是那配得被敬拜的。
You are worthy to be lifted high.
你是那个被配得被高举的。
You are sufficient.
你就足够了。
Even though we seek for other things to satisfy us, you alone can satisfy.
即便我们到处寻找那些可以满足我们的，但是我们知道你是那个唯一能够满足我们的。
Every heart has a longing.
每个心灵都有一个渴望。
A longing for identity.
渴望有一个身份。
A longing for satisfaction.
渴望有满足。
A longing for completeness.
渴望得到完全。
And we pursue other paths to fulfill this longing.
我们寻找其他的路来得到这样的满足。
We pursue money.
我们寻找金钱。
We pursue academics.
我们来追求学历。
We pursue a great career.
我们来追求好的工作。
We pursue this ideal family.
我们来寻求家庭。
And Father, even though these are good things,
天父，即便这些是好的事情。
They will never satisfy like Jesus does.
他们永远不会像耶稣基督这样子来满足我们。
Only Jesus can completely satisfy.
只有耶稣才能完全的满足。
Father, he is like a drop of water in the desert.
他就像是沙漠中的一滴甘泉。
Father, he is like a drop of water in a drought.
他就像是干旱中的那一滴宝贵的水。
Father, he satisfies all our longings.
天父，他来满足我们一切的需要。
And yet we wander away sometimes from him.
但是我们却有时候走偏了。
We seek to pursue other things rather than pursue Jesus.
我们去寻找别的东西，不来找耶稣。
This morning, as we open your word, I ask that you would show Jesus beautiful.
今天当我们来看你的话的时候，求您自己来告诉我们，耶稣是宝贵的。
I ask that you would show Jesus.All satisfying.
让我们知道耶稣是那个能够满足我们所有一切的。
I ask that for each one in this auditorium that you would fulfill their longing through Jesus.
天父，我求你让我们在座这里的每一位，你都可以用耶稣来满足他们。
Whatever their circumstance may be, I ask that he would be all satisfying for them.
无论他们的情况是如何，求您让耶稣满足他们一切的需要。
And Holy Spirit of God, please take my words and teach each soul.
圣灵啊，求您来用我的话去教导每一个心灵。
For those that are dead in their sins and trespasses, please perform the miracle of new birth.
让那些已经在最终死的那些人，求您让他们可以重生。
For those that claim to be Christians but are wandering away towards other things, please show them how you are sufficient.
对于那些是基督徒但是却游走在其他事情的上面的人，求您可以让他们知道您就是您可以让他们满足。
For those who are suffering, I ask that you would be their comfort.
那些受到折磨的人，求您给他们安慰。
I rely on you and your teaching completely.
我站在您的话上面，然后是完全的站在您的话上面。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
First of all, Happy Mother's Day to all mothers in the house today.
所以开始的时候我就要想大家说，真的是母亲节快乐，对每一个做母亲的人在这里。
We are especially glad for. That we get to celebrate you, every once in every year.
我们很高兴每一年都有这样的一天可以来一起与大家庆祝。
You know, the old saying goes that the husband may be the head of the family, but the wife is the neck that turns it around.
然后我们知道有一个古语说得好，那个丈夫可能是身体的头，但是呢，妻子是那个脖子，让你可以转来转去。
And so we understand your significance, your vitality to your family.
所以我们知道你们对于你们的家庭是多么的重要。
I recognize my wife's importance.When she left me alone with my daughter for merely 4 hours.
然后我知道，当我的妻子把我和我的女儿放在一起，然后离开我们四个小时的时候，我就知道我的太太有多重要了。
I realized how important she is at that very moment.
然后我在那个时刻就真的知道，哇，我的太太真的好重要。
So even though your work goes unnoticed sometimes.
所以母亲们，如果即便你们的工作有的时候可能不被人注意
，or sometimes your work seems insignificant.
或者有的。时候可能觉得无关重要。
I want to thank you, mothers, really, because your work is nothing but insignificant and it's extremely important.
但是我想告诉母亲们，真的很感谢，因为你们的工作真的是很重要，很重要。
So thank you for taking care of us, your families.
然后感谢你们可以来照顾你们的家庭。
But today I want to focus on what does not just what a mother does, but what do we do as Christians?
然后我今天不是想要去把重点放在一个母亲应该怎么做，而是把重点放在一个基督徒应该怎么样去做。
As we interact with people on a regular basis.
我们在日常与人们交往的时候。
And for that, I want us to turn to the book of Colossians again.
然后我想请大家可以再次的把圣经翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Verses 2 through 6.
第二节到第六节。
Colossians 4, 2 to 6.
哥罗西书第四章第二节到第六节。
Let me read it for you as you follow along in your Bibles.
我来为大家读，然后大家可以看圣经。
Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt,So that you may know how you ought to answer each person. This is the word of God.
你们要恒切祷告，在祷告的时候存着感恩的心警醒，也要为我们祷告，求神为我们开传道的门，宣讲基督的奥秘。我就是为了这个缘故被捆锁，使我照着我所应当说的把这奥秘显出来。你们要把握时机，用智慧与外人来往。你们的话要常常温和，好像是用盐调和的，使你们知道应当怎样回答个人。这是神的话。
And so my topic again this morning is a continuation from last week, and it's titled Communicating with Unbelievers.
然后我今天所要说的呢是上个星期的一个延续，也就是我们要怎样与不信的人交往。
Now, when I say unbelievers,the word here is outsiders for unbelievers.
当我说到不信神的人的时候呢，这个字在这里的时候是外人。
And when we think of outsiders, we might think of those that are outside of our families.
我们当说外人的时候，我们可能会说是家中不是家里的人。
We might think of those that are outside of this building, maybe.
可能说不是在这个教会里面的这个建筑里的人。
But here Paul specifically refers to unbelievers who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
但是这里保罗说的外人就是那些非信徒，他们不接受耶稣基督为他们的主，他们的救赎者。
And so this could mean, your family members.
所以这个可能说的就是你的家人。
I don't know everybody's situation here.
我不知道大家在座的人的境况是什么样子。
But wife, it could mean your husband is the outsider.
但是呢，有可能你的丈夫就是那个外人。
husband, it could mean your wife is the outsider.
或者丈夫，你可能觉得就是你的妻子就是你的外人。
Parents, it could mean that your kids are the outsiders.
父母们，你们可能孩子就是你们的外人。
You see, the word outsiders refers to those that don't believe in Jesus Christ.
所以外人就是指那些不信耶稣的人。
And the whole book of Colossians is written to show that Jesus Christ is sufficient for all things.
在整个哥罗西书就是说耶稣基督他整个就是已经可以完全满足所有一切的要求了。
That Jesus is so amazing that he is sufficient for all things.
耶稣如此的不可思议他是满足一切的。
In fact, if you go to Colossians 1,
事实上如果你去看哥罗西书第一章的话
In verse 15,
在第一章的第一节
The author Paul shows us how Jesus is better than anything you will ever encounter.
然后保罗在这里就说耶稣比你所遇到的任何事情都要好。
Now, let me read it for you, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 onwards.
然后我来给大家读一下哥罗西书第一章第十五节。
Paul referring to Jesus in this passage.
耶稣在这个经节里面去讲到耶稣。
This is what he says about him.
这是他所说的。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church.He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds,He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今，他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，我也是与普天下万人听的。
This text shows us that Jesus Christ is God.
这个经文告诉我们耶稣基督就是神。
That Jesus Christ is our Savior.
耶稣基督是我们的救赎者。
That Jesus Christ is worthy of our worship.
他配得我们的敬拜。
That Jesus Christ is above everything.
他在万有之上。
That Jesus Christ is the head of this church.
耶稣基督是这个教会的头。
See, outsiders don't consider Jesus these things.
但是外人不觉得是这样子。
They might consider Jesus as a good teacher.
他们可能觉得耶稣是一个好的教师。
They might consider Jesus as a good friend.
他们可能觉得耶稣是个好朋友。
But they do not consider Jesus as their Lord and their Savior.
但是他们不觉得耶稣是主，是他们的救赎者。
And so in chapter 4, when Paul talks about outsiders, he's referring to those that don't consider Jesus these things.
所以在保罗第四章讲到外人的时候，他们就是说那些不把耶稣当成这样的人的人。
And this is the great conundrum. Do we even as Christians consider Christ these things on a regular basis?
那我们基督徒作为基督徒，我们是不是日常中也把耶稣当成他配当的呢？
Do we consider Jesus sufficient for all of our troubles?
我们觉得耶稣解决我们一切的问题足够了吗？
Do we consider Jesus sufficient to fight temptation?
我们觉得耶稣帮助我们去抵挡诱惑足够吗？
Do we consider Jesus beautiful enough that we don't have to pursue other things?
我们不追求其他东西，追求耶稣这就够了吗？
Is he all sufficient for us?
他给我们完全就够了吗？
And since this is Mother's Day, let me talk to the mothers a little bit.
然后因为今天是母亲节，所以我要对母亲说一些。
I feel like you have the toughest job there is.
我觉得你们的工作是最难的。
Parenting is hard in and of itself, isn't it?
然后那个教育孩子真的是很难，是不是？
But parenting kids in the right direction can be challenging at times.
然后他可能会非常的有挑战性。
Especially when they reach the beautiful teenage years.
然后这特别是到了那美好的青少年的时候。
At that point in time, all conversation becomes a negotiation.
然后在那个时候呢，所有的交谈都变成了一种谈判。
It's almost as hard as negotiating Iran out of buying nuclear weapons.
然后好像就是想让伊朗可以让他禁止核武器一样。
And at that point in time, a parent, mom, it might seem overwhelming to deal with these kids on a regular basis.
然后尤其是母亲可能那个时候就觉得天哪，不想再跟那些小朋友交流了。
It might be overwhelming when your little child is on your foot the whole time you are trying to cook.
那个小朋友就一直不停的要抱着你的腿，然后但是你还是要那个做饭。
It might be overwhelming, mom, when you do the right thing the way you are supposed to, but the plan doesn't quite work right with your kids.
然后好像就是你做的一切都是合乎就是对的，但是呢计划常常逆着你的意思而行。
You see, it is at that moment that you have to ask yourself, is Jesus sufficient for me?
所以就在那个时候你要问自己说耶稣到底是不是足够了呢？
Is Jesus all satisfying for me?
耶稣是不是能满足一切呢？
And it is at that very moment that you ought to lean on Jesus and not your own intellect.
然后就在那个时候你真的是要靠耶稣而不是靠你自己的聪明。
And so he says, now Paul is saying in chapter 4, how to communicate with outsiders.
所以在第四章保罗就说你怎么样与外人交往。
Last week we saw that we ought to communicate with outsiders with wisdom.
我们需要上个星期我们说到要与外人有智慧的交往。
And wisdom is not just accumulated knowledge.
智慧并不只是说你积攒的知识。
We saw that wisdom is applying all that knowledge that you accumulate in the right way.
而是指你可以去把你所积攒的智慧应用出来，用合适的方式。
This is the day and age where we need the most wisdom.
这个时代我们最需要的就是智慧。
And the reason is in some ways the internet.
一部分的原因是因为网络。
Because your kids and you can Google anything just about.
然后因为你和你的孩子你们都可以去搜索所有的一切。
And it's quite easy to get information about any topic out there within seconds.
然后几秒钟之内非常容易就可以找到关于任何问题的所有的那个讨论。
But the danger is when you Google things and you have this knowledge,Do you think of yourself as more wise?
但是当你搜到了这些东西，你有这么多知识，你觉得你更加有智慧吗？
Just because you have the internet doesn't make you wise.
虽然你有网络，但是不让你变得有智慧呀。
Wisdom is applied knowledge.
智慧是把知识应用出来。
And so I want to talk to mothers again.
所以我要再对母亲说。
Sometimes when you interact with your kids on a regular basis. You need wisdom.
所以当你日常中与你的小朋友一起在交流的时候呢，你真的需要有智慧。
You need wisdom, by relying on Jesus Christ alone.
你需要有智慧，真的是去以单单依靠耶稣。
Because if you are throwing knowledge out there, your kids have the same knowledge nowadays due to the internet.
然后在因为你如果你把知识就放在那边的话，你的孩子也可以同样的去找到知识呀。
It is how you use the experience that you have, use the wisdom that God has given you to lead your kids in the right direction. And so he says, walk in wisdom with outsiders.
而是你需要把你的智慧去行出来，然后去引导你的孩子，好像是经上所说的，把将智慧行出来。
And the second point here,
第二点
is to interact with unbelievers with a sense of urgency.
是要与非信徒之间交往要有紧迫感。
Look at the verse right here that says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, Colossians 4:5, making the best use of the time.
我们要看一下哥罗西书的第四章的第五节，你们要把握时机。
The word time there is not your word chronos, from which we get the English word chronological.
时间这个或者是时机这个，它并不是只是说是时间上的。
The word here for time is actually the word opportunity.
这个 time 这个词呢，在这里解释是时机，是机会。
Paul is telling the Colossian believers to make the best use of the opportunity that God gives us towards outsiders.
保罗在这里说是对哥罗西的教会说，你们要把握神给你们的机会。
Considering that outsiders do not know Christ, believers must seize every opportunity to share Christ with unbelievers.
我们想外人可能不知道耶稣基督，所以那些信徒需要抓住所有一切的机会，把他们引向基督。
The time is short.
时间是短暂的。
And the unbelievers that we interact with on a regular basis are lost without your godly influence.
然后如果你不去抓紧机会，用你那个属神的影响去影响他们的话，我们与他们打交道的那些外人可能就会失丧了。
You see, Christianity is not an isolationist religion.
你们知道基督教并不是一个孤立的宗教。
Christianity is a converting religion.
它是一个使人悔改的宗教。
Every Christian's desire does not stop at just making good friends.
我们不应该只停在那个交好朋友的那个基础上。
What good is that friendship that is satisfied with the destruction of another friend?
我们如果让另一个朋友失丧的话，那我们这个友谊有什么好处呢？
We must seize the opportunity to share the gospel of the good news with unbelievers on a regular basis.
我们必须在日常的时候就与非信徒，然后抓紧时机去向他们传福音。
Moms, you know, you have little bundles of joy, that God has given you as a gift.
母亲们，你们有从神而来的那个小小的一个小朋友，然后是神给你们的礼物。
And as a Christian mom, it becomes your obligation, your prerogative to share the good news of Christ first with your kids.
作为一个基督徒的母亲，你必须要首先就把耶稣基督这个好消息跟你的孩子去分享。
To share the sufficiency of Christ with your kids.
去跟他们分享有耶稣就足够了。
Now look at this verse. Paul starts with walk in wisdom.
然后我们看这个经文，保罗是说在智慧中行走。
He doesn't say just talk. He says walk.
他不是说是只是说是说，他是说要去行走。
Yesterday we had a great celebration for Pastor Howard and Sister Liz.
我们昨天对跟那个Howard 的牧师和Liz 姐妹有一个非常好的一个聚会。
And one of the consistent testimonies that people had about this couple is that they not only talk the talk, but they walk the talk.
然后有一个非常一贯的一些分享，就是说他们不光是把那个道说出来，而且是把道行出来。
And so there should be a certain level of consistency, moms, in your life with regards to the sufficiency of Christ.
然后在你的生活当中也要有这样的一贯性，就是那个关于耶稣基督的那个。
You see your kids are great observers.
你知道你们的那个小孩都是非常有洞察力的。
Not only do they hold on to the words that you teach them at an early age, they hold you accountable for the very words that you taught them.
不光他们是真的是听你所说的话，然后他们也是看你到底有没有把你所教他们的东西行出来。
You see, in our house, we have a rule.
我们在我的家里面有一个规则。
That we don't use the word stupid.
我们不说白痴这个词眼。
And we tell our daughter, you know, Asha, that's not kind when you say stupid.
然后那个我们跟阿莎他们的小孩说，你不说这个你好笨这句话。
But you know, every once in a while, watching sports or even politics nowadays.I tend to use the word stupid a lot.
然后但是我在看那个体育的时候，或者是有的时候看政治新闻的时候，我就经常用那个白痴这个词语。
At that point in time, my daughter, the great corrector of her dad, continues to say, Dad, we don't say stupid in this house. It's not kind.
然后我的女儿就那个每次看到我说这个话的时候就说，爸爸请你不要说这个话，这个在我们家里不说这个，因为这个话不好。
Folks, she is 3 years old.
大家看我，她才三岁呀。
And she's already holding me accountable for what I have taught her.
然后她已经看我，然后抓住我的把柄，因为我教了她这个。
You see, kids are great observers.
你看那个小孩真的是很有洞察力。
And so before you tell them what the right thing is, act in the right way.
所以在你告诉他们正确的东西之前，请你一定要做正确的事情。
And at the moment when you slip, which we all slip every once in a while.
然后当你失脚的时候，我们知道每个人都会失脚，偶尔的时候。
Be consistent and ask your 3-year-old to forgive you for breaking the rule that you set.
然后你就要有那个一贯性，然后所以要向你的那个三岁的小孩道歉，然后因为你犯规了。
Make the best use of time that you have with your kids.
抓紧时机与你的孩子相处。
I got some kids that are now going off to the university.
我看到有一些一些孩子已经去了大学。
And once they're in university, they're yes, you can try to control them, but they're out of your hands now.
然后一旦他们去了大学以后，你还可以尝试着去控制他们，但是他们其实已经脱离了你了。
And so you got this window of opportunity to share Christ with them, not just in word, but in the way you walk.
所以你在现在有一段时间，不光是与他们分享那个耶稣基督。
Now I don't know if Chinese mothers are this way, but Indian mothers tend to be a tad manipulative.
然后我不知道那个中国的妈妈是怎么样子的，但是美国的妈妈好像有一些就是 manipulative.
They try to get their way through.Other means, if possible.
然后他们好像有一些就是那种迂回的那种，他们要用不同另一种方式去达到他们的目的。
See, your kids, don't think you can fool your kids.
你不要以为你可以去糊弄你的小孩。
They can see that right from the beginning. They can see the plot unfold right from the beginning.
然后他们可以看到你所安排的所有的那出戏。
I still remember, you know,my friends and I, we were not the best of students.
我还记得我和我的朋友，然后我们并不是最好的学生。
And I don't mean that academically. I just mean we just gave the teacher a hard time.
我并不是说学习不好，我只是说那个给老师就是不是特给老师一些困难的时间。
And for that reason, my principal and I were good friends.
然后因为这个原因呢，我的校长跟我是好朋友。
So one time what happened is we decided not to go to school and go to downtown.
然后有一天呢，我们决定不上学了，然后去孟买的市中心。
The reason was during chapel we had a uniform and there was they used to do a check to see whether from you know top to bottom you had the exact correct uniform and we didn't have the right shoes so we were sent back home to go buy shoes.
然后呢，那个是因为我们在敬拜的时候，然后那个我们要从头到脚都穿上规定好的那个校服，然后他们会从头到脚来检查我们，但是那天我们正好没有合适的鞋子，所以他们就把我们送回家去买鞋。
And so we decided to use this as an opportunity to tour Mumbai.
然后我们就打算用这个机会去孟买。
We came back, and after we came back, we found our parents waiting there, somewhat upset. I don't know why.
然后我们回来的时候就发现爸妈妈在这儿在那儿等着，然后有一点沮丧，我不知道为什么。
And one of the parents told my mother, "Hey, your sons wanting to go to a party tonight. Punish him and don't let him go to that party."
然后有一个妈妈就对我的妈妈说，哎呀，你的那个孩子想要今天晚上去一个派对，你必须要惩罚他，不要让他去那个派对。
And so my mom, she bought it hook, line, and sinker, and she said, "Okay, I won't send him to the party. Is your son going?" And she said, "No, I'm not going to send my son to the party either." And she said, "He's not going to the party either." You know.
然后我妈妈好像就上当了，然后她就说啊，那好，我就不把我的我就不让我儿子去那个派对了。然后她就问那个妈妈说，你儿子去吗？那个妈妈说，我的儿子也不去，所以他们就商量好不去了。
And so I'm standing out, you know, really depressed because I can't go to this party. It was going to be an epic party, and I couldn't go to it. And I see this friend of mine whose mom told my mom not to send me to the party, dressed up really well.
然后我就非常的伤心，因为我不能去那个派对了。然后因为那个派对应该是很好玩的。然后但是我看到那个就是对着我妈妈说的那个妈妈的儿子，然后他已经穿戴整齐。然后我就说，嗯，怎么了？
And I asked him,Where are you going?
我就说你要去哪儿呀？
And he said, "I'm going to the party."
他说我要去那个派对呀。
And I said, "How did this happen?"
然后我说这怎么会呢？
Well, he said, "You need to know how to schmooze your mother."
然后他应该说，他说你要知道他是我妈是怎么样劝你妈的。
I know how to convince my mother, he says.
然后他说我已经我已经说服我妈妈了。
So if you think you can be manipulative, moms and dads.Your kids can be even more manipulated.
然后如果你觉得你是那种会耍手段的妈妈或者是爸爸的话，那你的孩子肯定就是更会耍手段了。
And so don't use manipulation, use wisdom to communicate with your kids.
所以当你与孩子交流的时候，请你不要耍花样，而是要用智慧去和孩子交流。
You see, if you manipulate, then your kids...will use the same methodology in their interaction.
所以如果你耍手段的话，那你的孩子就会也耍手段。
So let your walking in wisdom be important rather than getting the right results.
然后所以让你的智慧真的是合宜，而不是只是想要去得到那个你想要的答案。
And he says, make the best use of the time.
他说要抓紧时机。
Verse 6 then says, let your speech always be gracious.
然后接着又说到让你的话常常温和。
And so the third one is interact with unbelievers with grace.
然后接着就是说用温和的言语与非信徒交流。
Now the word grace throughout scripture is defined as undeserving or unmerited favor.
然后那个恩典就是说你不配得的一些好处。
See, if you build relationships based on what you can get out of it, then you are just merely a good businessman.
然后如果你对待一个关系只是想着你可以从中得到什么的话，那你只是一个好的商人而已。
But if you build relationships on grace, then you have the opportunity to win the person over.
但是如果你把你的关系建立在恩典的基础上的话，你就可以赢得那个人。
And this is what we mean by unmerited favor.
然后这就是我们所说的不配得的恩典。
So when you interact with outsiders, use gracious words.
所以你与外人交往的时候要用有恩典的话。
Let your speech be full of grace.
让你的话充满着温和。
Now, grace does not mean don't let your speech be truth.
当然有恩典并不是说你的话没有真理。
Because without truth, there is no grace.
因为没有真理的话就没有恩典。
It's a lie.
这是谎言。
At that time, it's not gracious words.
这时候就已经不是有恩典的话了。
Use gracious words so that you might win the person over.
用有恩典的话，所以你可以把那个人赢过来。
Now, I know this is so difficult to do on a consistent basis.
我知道这个，如果你要一贯做的话，是很难的。
Because as life goes on, it's hard to have gracious words for somebody.
因为在生活中，对有些人来说是很难说出温和的话。
Especially if you have like a disobedient kid.
尤其如果你有一个叛逆的小孩。
Or you have a frustrating husband.
或者你有一个让人沮丧的一个丈夫。
It is so difficult to use gracious words.
对他们说温和的话真难。
I mean, you don't have to go too far. Let's go on 23 and somebody cut you off. I'm pretty sure a lot of us would not have gracious words. gracious word.
然后那个我们不需要开很久，然后只要上那个23号高公路，接着如果有人超车的话，你肯定就说不出那个温和的话来了。
I still remember this story about another kid. My kid did something similar, but I remember this story.Where a mom and a kid were standing in a grocery line.
然后我记得有这样一个故事，然后有一个妈妈和她的孩子，在那个超市里面等着排队。
And you had a three-year-old kid who looked at the person in front of him who was a little heavy and said.Hey, you're fat. Do you eat a lot of Doritos?
然后那个三岁的小孩，然后看着前面那个人，那个人有点超重，然后他就对那个人说，啊，你好胖，你是不是吃很多的 burrito, 那个面饼。
And the parents like,I'm so sorry. I don't know why she said that. I don't teach her that. Believe me, I don't teach her that.
然后那个家长就觉得非常的惊异，然后对那个前面的人说，哦，真的好抱歉，我不知道为什么孩子会这样说，我没有教他。
And the person was like, no, don't worry about it. It's just a three-year-old kid. That's fine.
然后接着前面人就说，啊，没关系，他只是一个三岁的小孩。
Where do you think the three-year-old kid learned that?
然后你们觉得那三岁小孩是从哪儿学来的呢？
You see, during Super Bowl, the kid was eating a lot of Doritos.
然后是不是在那个超级杯的时候，那个小朋友在吃很多的 burrito?
And mom told the kid, hey, don't eat so many Doritos, you'll become fat.
然后妈妈就对那个小孩说，你不要吃那么，哦， Dorito, okay, sorry, I thought it's burrito. 你不要吃那么多的玉米片，然后他说你会变胖的。
And so the kid put two and two together and said, "Hey, if you eat Doritos, you'll become fat."
然后，所以那个小孩就在自己的脑海里面说，如果你一直吃那个玉米片零食的话，你就会变胖。
And so with childlike innocence, this child goes up to a bigger person and says, "Hey, you eat too much Doritos." You know?
然后对那个天真的小孩，然后他就看到那个胖胖的那个人，他就说，你肯定是。吃了太多的 Doritos.
See, if you don't use gracious words, your kids will put two and two together.
然后，所以你如果说话不温和，没有恩典的话，你的小孩就会学到了。
Gracious words includes a heart of humility.
那个恩典的话也包括了是谦卑。
And so if you have a mindset that you're better than the other guy,
如果你觉得你比别人好的话
and you communicate that in your house the whole time,
然后你整天就在家里面这样说。
For instance, if your neighbor buys a nice car,
如果你的邻居买了一辆好车
instead of being happy for them,
你不是为他们高兴
you continue to have a conversation with your wife saying, hey, he has a worse job than I do, how can he afford that car?
然后你不停地跟你的太太说，他的工作没有我好，他怎么能够买那辆车呢？
And then your wife goes on to say, well, they're white people, they don't know how to manage their money.
然后你的妻子就说，他们是白人，不知道怎么样管钱。
Your kid is going to pick that up.
然后你的小孩就学到了。
And your kid is going to conclude, white people can't handle money.
然后你的小孩就会得出结论说，
I'm so glad I'm Chinese.
白人不知道怎么理财，我是中国人真好。
You're laughing, but this happens, doesn't it?
你知道这真的会发生，你知道吗？
And then, you know, I grew up in an environment where we saw poor people differently.
我在一个环境中长大，我们看穷人是不一样的。
I still remember trying to play cricket with a gardener's son.
我还在想，我还记得怎么样与园丁的孩子一起玩 cricket 板球。
All I wanted to do is play cricket with this guy because he was excellent at cricket.
我很想，我真的很想跟那个小孩一起玩板球，他打得好好。
But word went around, hey.Don't play with that guy. He's the gardener's son.
但是有话就传来说，你不要跟那个园丁的孩子一起玩，他是园丁的孩子。
They live in a hut. You don't know what diseases they carry.
他们住在贫民hut, like 贫民。
Yeah,
他们在一个小棚子里住，你不知道那里有什么病毒。
And so, you know what kids used to do? They used to ignore the guy.
所以小朋友们怎么办呢？他们就不去理他。
How do you?Communicate gracious words. You do that with a heart of humility.
你怎么样去用温和的话去交流呢？你要用谦卑的心。
Considering that person next to you better than yourself.
觉得那个坐在你旁边的人比你好。
When you communicate these things, do that with wisdom.
当你在交流的时候用智慧来做。
With graciousness.
用恩典来做。
In fact, he goes on to say, seasoned with salt. Let your speech always be gracious.Seasoned with salt.
他说要用温和的 话啊，你们的话要常常温和，好像是用盐调和的。
So such should be your words that it is the right word at the right moment.
所以就是要在合宜的时候说合宜的话。
So sometimes we can say the wrong word at the wrong time.
有的时候我们不在不好的时候说不合宜的话。
I still remember a story where during a wedding the priest said, if anybody wants to object to this,Please stand up and say it right now. Otherwise, hold your peace.
然后那个在婚礼的时候呢，那个主婚的牧师就说，如果有谁有反对的意见的话，就请现在说，否则的话以后就要闭嘴了。
And then a great grandpa Al stands up.
然后接着那个曾祖父就那个站起来。
And all the crowd looks at him and say, What's he going to say?
然后所有的人就盯着他说，盯着他看，他要说什么呀？
You can see the bridegroom and bride are profusely sweating now. What is going to happen here?
然后那个丈夫，那个新郎和新娘就开始在那个流汗，想他要说什么呀？
And as eyes are on him, Grandpa Al goes, Nana, don't worry about it.
然后当所有的人都定睛看他的时候，那个祖父却说，没有，我不想说什么。
And he just sits down.
然后他就坐下了。
He doesn't say anything.
他什么都没有说。
Saying the wrong thing at the wrong time.
这是一个在不合宜的时机做不合宜的事情。
You know, Job had the same situation.
约伯在也有同样的事情。
He lost everything.
他失去了一切。
His property.
他的财产。
His kids.
他的儿女。
His investments.
他的投资。
He was back to zero.
他又回到了原点。
And then he had a wife who went and told him, "What good are you? Just die already."
然后他的太太还在那个时候说，你这样不如死了。
And some friends that went and gave him investment advice. Hey, you know what? You probably didn't manage your resources very well.
然后他的朋友过来说啊，你可能没有好好的那个利用你的资源。
Some people went and gave him spiritual advice. You probably went away from God, and that's why God took away everything.
然后有一些人还给他属灵的那些劝诫，说你可能是远离了神，所以神就把你一切都拿走了。
Wrong words at the wrong time.
这是不对的时候说不对的话。
Mother, some days your kids are going to come and they're going to be upset about something.
然后母亲们，你们的孩子有的时候会来，他们对这些事情很沮丧。
And your tendency might be to fix it. Let's fix this problem that you're going through.
你有可能就想要去帮助他们解决问题，让我们来解决你现在所经历的问题。
When at that time all you need to do is pray and be there for them.
但是你那个时候只是应该去与他们祷告，然后和他们在一起。
Your words are not what they need. They need your care at that time.
他们并不需要你的言语，他们需要的是你的关心。
And so right words at the right time.
所以在合宜的时候说合宜的话。
What else does salt do?
接着盐可以做什么呢？
When you put it on a wound, it burns.
如果你在伤口上撒盐的话，它很痛。
Later on, it will heal it, but when you put it on a wound, it'll burn.
慢慢的它会让那个伤口好，但是刚开始的时候它很痛。
And so sometimes your words, gracious words, can hurt.People, because you're telling the truth.
所以有的时候你恩典的话会伤人，因为你说的是真话。
Now, this is not just criticism for the sake of criticism.
这并不是说你为了去批评而去批评的话。
It's constructive to help them move in the right direction.
这是有建造性的，是让他们去向着好的方向发展。
And so he says, when you interact with outsiders, always be gracious with your words.And seasoned with salt.
所以他说，当你与外人交流的时候呢，你们的话要常常温和，好像是用盐调和的。
And by saying seasoned with salt, he also means, you know, try to have a favorable, reaction.
他说用盐调和也是让人产生有好的反应。
Don't offend people unnecessarily.
不要去没有意义的不必要的去冒犯人家。
Let the words of Christ do the offending, not you as a person.
让耶稣所说的话去。冒犯别人，而不是说你自己去冒犯人家。
You use gracious words.
你要用温和的话。
Winsome words.
使人喜悦的话。
You see, you know the proverb in Proverbs Solomon says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak.
在那个所罗门的箴言当中，他说，你的用。I don't really know how to translate it. Out of the abundance of
the heart, the mouth will speak.
你的心所发出的是，然后让你的口说出来。
Yeah. So what he says is, before your words come out of your mouth, there's something going on in your heart.
在你的嘴巴说出一些话的之前呢，你的心里面就会有一些想法。
And so if you consider somebody a bad person or somebody you don't like, well, the words won't be as gracious.
如果你觉得那个人很坏的话，那你的话就不会是用温和的。
If you consider somebody as you're better than them, then your words won't be gracious.
如果你觉得自己比别人好的话，那你的话也不会是温和的。
See, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak things.
从你心而发出来的，你的口也是这样子说的。
Yeah, and then it finally ends with this.
最后我想说的是
verse 6, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person.
第六节，使你们知道应当怎样回答个人。
See, you have given the opportunity to the Word of God to communicate with people in a gracious and winsome manner.
然后你神给了你这样的机会，让你可以与那些非信与人们交流，是要用一种温和的、有恩典的方式。
Now, let me just say this that I know that we are not always all consistent.
然后我再说，我知道我们不是总是一致的。
We're inconsistent in this.
我们会变化。
And this is why we need God's grace.
这就是为什么我们需要神的恩典。
You see, the opportunity is always there to talk to unbelievers.
我们知道随时都会有机会可以与非信徒交流。
Opportunity is always there to interact with outsiders.
总是有机会让我们可以去与外人去交流。
In fact, if you think you don't have an opportunity, pray and God will open a door up.
如果你觉得你没有机会的话，你就祷告，神一定会为你开一扇门。
See, when you open your mouth, then two outsiders do it with gracious words.
所以当你与外人交往的时候，你需要有恩典。
And as I mentioned before, outsiders can be people who are part of our family.
然后我也说，外人可能就是我们家庭的成员。
So mothers, you have a hard job.
所以母亲们，你们有一个艰巨的任务。
But Colossians 2 says, continue steadfastly in prayer.
然后但是哥罗西书第二章说你们要坚持，然后要坚持，然后用那个
prayer,
用祷告。
Prayer is powerful.
祷告是非常有能力的。
It can do things that you cannot through your words.
它可以成就你言语所不能成就的。
Lean on God prayerfully.
紧靠着神，然后不住的祷告。
Don't just look for results.
不要只是看结果。
Look for an extreme devotion to Jesus Christ.
而是要全身心的向耶稣基督投入。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
父神，感谢您的话。
We thank you that you have given us godly mothers.
感谢您给我们属神的母亲。
Thank you that you have given us the gospel of Jesus Christ.
感谢您给我们耶稣基督的福音。
That we are supposed to interact with unbelievers about.
我们知道怎么样去与非信徒交往。
Let us make the most of the opportunities you give us with unbelievers.
让我们抓住您给我们的时机。
Speaking words of graciousness.
然后说温和的话。
Being people that are humble.
做谦卑的人。
People that walk the talk and not just talk the talk.
是行出来的人，而不只是说的人。
And people that consider others better than ourselves.
我们想别人比我们自己要强。
Make us people like that, Father.
让我们可以成为这样的人。
In Jesus' name I ask.
奉耶稣的名我祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we go any further, we have a student, Brother Frank Zen, who accepted the Lord and was baptized here at AACCC. And he just completed his MBA degree and will be going home to Beijing very soon. So what we want to do as a church is honor this student and give him a small token.By which he will remember us. So come forward, brother.
然后我们在继续的之前呢，我们有一个弟兄，他在我们这边受洗，然后他叫 Frank。然后呢，他结束了他的 MBA 的那个课程，现在要回北京。
I'm really proud of the church's decision to reach out to students on campus, especially Chinese students, mainland students. And this is one of the students that we reached out to, and he's been consistent, came to the career seminars as well. And so he got his MBA going to pursue a job.Better job, right? In Beijing. So pray for Brother Frank and his endeavors. And brother, we want to give this to you
As a token of our appreciation.
Thank you, brother. All right, now further to our Mother's Day celebrations, I'll turn it over to the deacons.